This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Denver School District has released a draft of its new safety plan. Initial language would allow individual schools to decide whether they want armed police on campus. Paul Bollinger's daughter goes to McAuliffe International School. He says the draft has a ways to go before he'll feel comfortable.
With the recent shooting at East, some of those things in mind, I don't see anything there as far as elimination of pat-downs at school from people like Dean.
A Dean pat-down preceded the East High shooting, which led to the new safety plan's creation. The school board has requested a final version by June 23rd. Motorcycle crashes tend to rise as warmer weather arrives, like it has this week. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
A record 149 motorcyclists died on Colorado roads last year. So far this year, deaths are trending down about 20%. But as more motorcyclists get on the road in the spring, the Colorado Department of Transportation is pleading for them to slow down, wear a helmet, and abstain from alcohol while riding, and for all drivers to watch out for them. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
After 2 years as the NBA's most valuable player, Denver Nuggets center Nikola Jokic has missed out on winning the honor a third time in a row. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
Jokic lost the vote to Philadelphia 76er Joel Embiid, who won the first MVP award of his career. Both players had banner years, though. Embiid led the league in scoring average, while Jokic beat Embiid in assists and rebounds per game. Now the focus turns to the playoffs, with both the Nuggets and the 76ers in the thick of their second-round series, with a possible matchup on the horizon. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.